Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
And that's only with one team there yet. The good vibe story, obviously, is Benji Marshall back on that biggest stage after his magic act of 2005, and he joins us right here, right now. Benji, congratulations. How are you feeling, mate?
Yeah, good. Thanks, mate. What an introduction. Jeez, I don't think I've ever been introduced that well before, Tony. Thanks for that. Feeling good, mate. It's I suppose for our club, 3 years in a row in prelims and not making a grand final, to see the, the joy and the relief last night of the boys after the game, and obviously, you know, Wayne's last game at the club and Adam's last game at the club. I haven't been in this arena for 16 years. It's pretty exciting times for all of us.
It looked great that when you mentioned that, the vibe around the players on the field, the emotion. We'll get to your specific in a moment, but just the joy of what this team has got through to. A close unit. You've enjoyed your times there?
Yeah, absolutely. We're a really, really close team. And through this whole relocation process of the families and the players, is what's been able for us to do is for our families to get to spend a lot of time together. You know, I think we got the most amount of kids in the whole competition, so our kids have been hanging out, and I don't know, we've just sort of really bonded throughout this time. But when it comes down to it, you got to have trust in the players around you on the field, and I think over the course of the season and then through obviously beating Penrith in the first round of the semis, we've built a lot of trust within our systems and within our squad. And it was only probably 10 or 12 weeks ago when everyone was talking about us getting beaten by 50 by Penrith and Melbourne, and if we've turned it around from that to now being a grand final, it's pretty special.
Yeah, it's fantastic. You were emotional last night, Benj, after the game, and for good reason. You had a special hat on. Can you tell us about that, mate?
Yeah, MG. It was a bit of mixed emotions there last night. My wife's family have had a bit of a tough sort of 12 months. Yeah, cousin lost their mum to breast cancer, and then lost the daughter to bowel cancer yesterday morning. So the daughter, her name was Jess, she made a few hats that she raised money for Bowel Cancer Australia, and I was just wearing one of the hats that I bought off her to have out the cause, and just let the family know we're thinking of them. Sometimes you just need a bit of perspective as well. I know we play rugby league, it's for some people it's life, but at the end of the day it is just the sport, and to be able to show the family that we're thinking of them through that time is pretty special for me.
Yeah, nice touch, Benj.
On you, buddy.
Let's just talk about a little bit about your journey, Benj. I know you're going to do that. We don't know whether what's going to happen at the end of the year, mate. But 2005, you come in as a young kid, just basically straight out of school, take a team to a grand final, get it done, and then you don't see another GF for 16 or so years. I mean, tell us a little bit about the journey over to rugby, and how have you just taken a moment after the game? I know it's only sort of 20 hours or so ago, but have you taken a moment just to reflect at all?
I have a little bit. Good. It's been like one of those things where my phone sort of, I haven't been able to keep up with my phone with the messages, and sometimes you forget the amount of people that are riding the sort of wave with you. You forget how many people invested in your career from coaches back at school all the way through to your friends, your family, and just general fans who have been beside you the whole time. So sometimes you can forget that. So last night was a nice reminder of all the people that have been around me. But yeah, my journey has sort of taken a bit of a few different turns throughout the whole 19 years I've been in first grade. It has been a long time since I've played in the grand final, but I played in, I think, three prelims between then and lost all of them. So that was pretty tough, but, I suppose now it's one more to go, and I don't want to keep reflecting about all these things, and forget about the job that's ahead, because...
No, true.
We've only made the grand final. We haven't won it. I reckon if you don't win it, it's almost the same as losing the prelim. So,
do you? Is there any one specific thing you remember from that first grand final week that you'll take into this one?
I think just approach where don't change much. Just keep everything simple. Enjoy the week. I remember really enjoying that grand final week the first time, and not being too serious about the build-up and not getting overworked or taking it more serious because it's a grand final. I'm a bit of a character where I like to have a bit of a laugh and have fun, and Wayne's pointed out to me a few times, like in the sheds, when I'm not having a laugh before the game. He gets worried about me, you know, sometimes. So if I'm too serious before the game, he knows I'm overdoing it. So, yeah, and that's the special thing about Wayne. He knows his players. And, no, I'm just going to enjoy the week, mate, you know, and try and keep these young fellas relaxed, have a bit of a laugh with them, and try and get the job done.
Ben, you spoke then about Wayne, and Wayne spoke last night about when you called him and asked for an opportunity at South, and you said, I think I can win a grand final with this side. Talk to us about that day and that conversation with Wayne.
Well, I was actually going to retire already before that phone call, and my wife sort of said to me, well, why don't you just give Wayne a call? You know, you saved your career once, so you asked him for advice. And I was like, nah, I don't want to do that to him again. I know he feels sorry for me and just give me a gig because he feels sorry for me. So she goes, well, who cares? Ring him then. I said, oh, I'll ring him. And if nothing happens there, then we'll just, you know, we'll let it go. And Wayne just said to me, look, mate, it sounds great to me. I've got something in mind. Let me just ring my senior players, see what they think. No promises, but I'll come back to you within 1 hour. And then... sure enough, an hour later, he rings me back. He goes, mate, I've spoken to Reno, Cody, the senior boys, and they're so keen to have you. And I told them what your role's going to be at number 14, just to cover those guys and play anywhere on the field. And he's actually made a sort of a new position that I don't think a lot of teams are using this year, just with the use of me, where that player just comes on and plays through the middle like an actual ball player. You know, you've got to see guys like Dylan Walker do it.
Yep.
Yeah, which I've really enjoyed. I haven't played those positions my whole career, but it's been something that I've really enjoyed this season.
Now, Benj, you actually haven't announced what you're doing at the end of the season, but Wayne almost did it for you in the press conference. I don't know if you saw it, but he basically said this is it for you. Like, is that right?
Yeah, well, I said to him, if you retire, I'll retire.
he's going round again.
I don't know. Is he retiring?
You might be, you might be the staff. You might be playing for Redcliffe in a couple of years.
Yeah, exactly. You might be the Dolphins coach.
hey well, Ben, all eyes are going to be obviously on Reno through the week, trying to prepare for the big game. None more than yours, I would imagine, because if he's out, you're in.
Well, mate, look, this week, to be honest, I did all the reps for him at training anyway because he hurt his groin pretty early on in the week. But like he said to me today, that's why we signed you, bro, so you can do my reps. And I'll come and play the footy. And I was like, well, mate, to be honest with you, I'm fine. I'll do your reps and that. But when the game's on the line, I'm taking the field off.
always been a man who wants the ball at that time. I love it. Hey, whatever. We obviously, many people said when Latrell was out that was it. Nobody told Blake Taff. This kid, he's great. The way he attacks the line from taking kicks to that cutout pass, the little bat-on pass, the skills are sublime.
Yeah, he's a really good kid. I think the biggest thing with Blake is he has a really confident personality where he just he just floats around. And he's one of those guys where if you let him think too much, he'll overthink himself and gets confused really easily. So we keep him out of some of the meetings, like the spine meeting and stuff, and we just tell him to guard and play his footy. And
that's what we do with MG.
I was just about to get to that and say, yeah, there's someone in there. You guys probably do that too, but I didn't say MG, you said it.
We're all thinking the same, Blake, don't worry.
Hey, some people are just better off that way, MG. You know?
100%, brother. 100%.
Just go out there and get the job done.
Thanks, buddy.
Benji, you've been an amazing player for so long, and you've entertained so many people and given so many people so much pleasure. Oh, yeah. Like, for it to come to an end... potentially this weekend. I mean,
you're not going to let it go.
Do you appreciate the impact you've made on kids and just people who love rugby league over the last
sports fans 15, in general?
Yeah, 20 years.
Well, first of all, Wayne's trying to retire me now. The great Brent Rio.
I'm saying if Benj, do you appreciate the impact you've had on people who love the game?
Yeah, I can see it when people say it, but. I sometimes get a bit embarrassed that I'm still playing with that stuff. Like, it's, I don't know. I just, growing up as a kid, all I ever wanted to do was play for my country and play sport for a living. And to be able to do that, and then along the way, I suppose, inspire or whatever you want to call it, kids, or make people believe they can achieve their goal. Like, to me, that's special if you can make, especially a young kid from Whakatane in New Zealand. Little town, probably no hope of making it. Like, can show people from anywhere that they can make it, then that's pretty special, really.
Hey Benj, you're in camp at the moment. Now, it's been an indifferent year for all the different footy sides, but some have come together, some have responded in a really positive way when they've gone into camp and spent a lot of time together, and some probably haven't, you know. And do you think you guys, and I don't like asking hypothetical questions, but I'm going to, do you think the fact that you guys have gone into camp and become a little bit closer, it's improved certain parts of your game that need that bond?
Yeah, I think it's definitely helped us, Gerds. I think, you know, part of Wayne's coaching makeup is he likes to build teams, and you've probably heard him touch on it. He doesn't build individuals, he builds teams. So a lot of that is we have like team dinners every week where we go out and spend just dinner together. Even though we are in the same hotel, we're not in each other's pockets. You know, we've got our own families here, but we do make the most of the times we do get together. And as you boys know who have played, like, the most fun part of playing is the camaraderie with the boys, and the times that you get to spend with the boys on and off the field. And you know, it makes it even sweeter when you can go out and win it and celebrate a premiership, because as you guys know, like, the celebrations at the end of the year are nothing unless you go out and win it. The celebration after you win it's the best celebration of your life.
By far it is. It's the best sporting moment of my life when I first won a competition. It's the one thing I miss most is the dressing room. So that's why I understand that when players keep going, because you're a long time retired, and when you're playing as good as you are, there's no reason to even think about it, I don't think, at the moment, because you look fit, you look fast. Not as fast as you used to be, but you're fast between the ears, and that's the most important place. I want to know more about this Kalamantungi, Keon Kalamantungi and Sua. They've just gone next level in the last few weeks. I think when Sua wasn't even in the 17, I think that kind of irked him a bit. And since he's come back against Penrith and now last night, GD was good. Him and Kalamantungi are weapons.
Yeah, mate. I think they're two of our unsung heroes this season. And you know, Kalamantungi especially, you know, for the skill for a big man and his work rate. Like, he plays, starts off the game at back row and then gets a little bit of time in the middle, but he's an 80-minute player. And he's developed that over a couple of years, but he's just gone from strength to strength this season. And Sua, like, if you look at Sua, he got dropped, I think, 7 weeks ago for about 4 weeks in a row.
Yep.
But that's been a masterstroke from Wayne, because Wayne knows Sua inside out from coaching him as a junior in Brisbane, and knowing how to get Sua to respond. And, you know, sometimes some players, you got to know they need to either be a kick in the butt or they need a cuddle. And Sua's one of those guys that Wayne kicks in the butt, and then you've been able to see the last 4 or 5 weeks especially, he's been one of our best players from that response. So yeah, that's just the masterstroke from Wayne, I think, from that point of view.
What about Cam Murray? Tell us a little bit about Cam. We know what sort of form he's in, what sort of last two seasons he's had, but just what he means to the group. He's involved in absolutely everything, and you guys had a really nice moment at the end of last night's game.
Yeah, he's in my opinion, he's a future captain, leader of this club. Cameron, he's just one of those guys who doesn't do a lot of talking. His talking has gone up a notch this season, but he leads with his actions. And, you know, when you play with great players, they're usually the guys that everyone wants to follow. And Cameron's one of those guys. Like, he's not the biggest guy, but he takes the hard carries. He plays the ball quick. He puts his body on the line every time. And they're the guys you love playing with. So Cameron's just that leader within our side that doesn't probably get a lot of recognition for being a leader of our side. But in my opinion, he's the leader of our forward pack.
Wow.
Benj, what are you doing for the game today? Will you watch it as a team, or what's the plan?
No, I'm going to spend the day with the family today, mate. I'm not watching the game. I'm sure we're going to get enough video during the week of who we're playing. Yeah, I just hope good luck to them. I just hope they bash the shit out of each other.
Anyway, I would ask you the cliched question then, Benj, and feel free to give the cliched answer. Who do you want to play next week?
Oh, yeah, look, I'd love to play Melbourne or Penrith.
Great answer.
Who do you expect to play, Benj?
Oh, come on, you can't ask him that.
I honestly don't know, but I will say, like, a lot of people are saying, yeah, Melbourne should win it, but I think Penrith are really battle-hardened over the last few weeks. They've got, I think they're probably one of the fittest teams in the competition, and their defence, like, they only let them 2 tries a game, you know, and to stop Melbourne, you have to be able to defend them and then be able to attack against them. And I think if they find their attack today, they could get the job done. So I think in a tight one with 5 sin bins and 4 people suspended, they could get it done.
I love it. All right, Benj. Look, keep playing footy, but can I tell you, I don't know, I've just got an inkling that you might have a future in the media. you go, okay.
Yeah,
thanks so much.
I'm going for Maroon's job, just so you know.
Thanks, Benj. You've got a week, buddy. Have a great week, and all the best.
See you, brother. Appreciate it. Thanks, mate.
Yeah, later, buddy.
What a genius. Benji Marshall joining us.
He's just... You're a good point. That was a good question you asked him, Rudy. When you were asking him, I kind of looked deep into it and how many people he's affected, how many young kids have played the game because of his sidestep and his passes, and his footprint of the game is going to be immense.
It's the way he's been always great with the media, you know, he's always kept his nose clean off the field, and he's just we talk about an ornament to the game. Well, Benji's an ornament to rugby league.
And when he came into the game, he inspired all the young players and the kids coming through, and I think now as an older player, he's inspiring current players to play longer and showing them how to do it.
Yeah. Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.